T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The guys that you were up against the first year, you were the best one in my mind. So I gave you that vote. Well, the next year, I was like, well, you know, this guy's eligible now, and I'm changing my vote. Not because I did more research, because when you tell me you had to do more research like you did with Garvey, it means you never did it in the first place. That's your excuse. Your excuse is that you didn't finish your homework. You didn't look deep enough. So one of the most important votes you can have, you just admitted that you carelessly threw his name out there because of name recognition, because he had big forearms. I don't know. You tell me.
He's a liar.
Oh, the glorious Hall of Fame season.
I still don't get it.
The BBWAA, where the voters have a conscience.
Oh, they do.
Vote integrity matters.
Yeah. It's very important.
Some of them live in glass houses.
All of them
do. No question about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to it, the most difficult time of year for these guys, when they sit in bed and they look at this list and they say, how do I determine who the greatest players of all time were? A lot of them played during your lifetimes. How do I determine that I watched greatness? What does that mean to me? It's a tough job trying to figure out which guys are great and which guys aren't.
So,
and they make it so much more complicated.
So correct me if I'm wrong on this. So you get, 10 years?
10 years on the ballot.
You get 10 years on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a couple guys are on their last, like Curt Schilling, this is his last chance.
The controversial so-called guys.
Right?
Yes.
And you need 75% of the votes to be considered a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you got Bonds, Clemens, Sosa, and Schilling are all in their final years of voting at 10 years. So you've got, steroids, asshat.
Okay. I would say to me...
To a lot of people.
You should only be on the ballot for 1 year.
Ooh.
1 year.
How about two?
Because, whatever. The point is, when this guy is eligible...
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Either he's a Hall of Famer or he isn't.
Thank you.
It shouldn't matter who else is available. Like, this guy, you think this guy is a Hall of Famer the moment he is eligible. Well, vote him a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Why do you have to wait? If he's a Hall of Famer, why do you have to cap it? If the dude's a Hall of Famer, put him in, right when he's available, right when he's eligible. Why wait? So all these guys should be Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say, we're going to give you a 10-year window to see if we feel better about ourselves.
If they
were
to do that, there would be a voter out there saying, hold on. I've created this little thing for myself.
Which is what?
I don't vote for anyone in year one.
Oh.
It's something that I have chosen to do.
Self-righteous, holier than thou.
Well, no, because I've created the rules.
Oh.
I've made the rules.
You the writer.
Yeah, my own rules. My rules, because I have integrity, is that I don't vote for anybody the first year in the ballot. So if you make me do that, it breaks my rule. And I'll have to then actually decide whether I think the guy's a Hall of Famer or not. And just because of what he did on the baseball field. And when I look at the steroid era, I just look at it as I don't know how to judge them because I don't know who was and who wasn't. You know, I don't know who was shooting up, and don't pretend to know who was shooting up. What you do is you watch the time, and you say, who was the greatest of all time? That's it. Barry Bonds, the freaking best left-handed hitter I've ever seen in my life. Same thing with Manny Ramirez. Okay, Roger Clemens is one of the best pitchers you people have ever seen. Like, period. End of story. Like, it's not a discussion. Like, what are you going to come back? Yeah, but I think, I think they did steroids. Or in case of Manny, he got caught. Okay, he got caught. Great. The other guys didn't get caught. I don't know what to tell you. And it's year 10. I don't know if it's going to change. And, like, again, Schilling is, in and out with some people. But, I mean, for some people it's out for the wrong reasons because they don't believe in his politics. And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody keeps saying it's not about his politics. Bull crap it ain't about his politics. You know it is. You know it's about his memes. You know it's about it. It's got nothing to do with what he did in the baseball field for some of you people. And this is where it just gets freaking stupid.
It's
unbelievable.
So dumb.
Like, we're voting for the best players of all time.
So, like, you have 10 years. So, year one, you're not a Hall of Famer. Year two, you're not a Hall of Famer. Suddenly, in year six, they decide, you know what? You are a Hall of Famer. Well, what happened? You didn't play any more games. You didn't, unretire and, like, hop on a team and give you one more year of stats. No, your numbers ended the day you decided you weren't playing anymore. And the day you decided you're not playing anymore, it should have been a big, giant spotlight on your career, either yes or no. The guy hangs up his cleats, he puts his bat away, he puts his glove away, and you should know right then and there if he's a Hall of Famer. Like, what is there to think about?
There isn't.
And if the writers are the ones making the decision and they're doing all the homework, it should really only take them, you do the homework once. Study it once.
I look at this list, and there's a lot of very good baseball players, obviously. To be on this list, to play as long as these guys have, they're very good players. Like Mark Burley, good pitcher. He's not a Hall of Famer. Torrey Hunter's a good man. He ain't a Hall of Famer. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, okay, Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, and David Ortiz are Hall of Famers to me on this list.
And you, here's
everyone else, you want to debate? If you want to debate, then it ain't a Hall of Famer. You got to debate. It's not a Hall of Famer. Like, it's not. Sorry. There's some other guys that I would consider because you have softened it up so much, of course. But to me, it's and none of those guys are going to get in.
It's the biggest sham going. It is really it's almost like mafia-esque.
Those guys are the Hall
of
Fame.
It's like a cartel.
They're the Hall of Fame of this list, which means they're a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? And they're not going to. I don't think Schilling's got a chance. He was 16 votes shy last year. 16. So he needs, 3.9% more.
And remember, last year he actually asked the Hall of Fame to be removed from the ballot, and they said no. He will still be on the ballot.
And you know what? No.
Like I said, he's got a chance. If you ask me, does he get in? I say no. I say he loses votes. Because of that.
How can he lose votes?
Christian, because of what he just said.
71.1%.
Oh, you want off the ballot? You know what? I'll take you off my ballot. I'll show
you. It's ridiculous. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Who invented this protocol?
Yeah, in between looking at like VORP and BB this and I don't know what else, ERA, FIP, and X and whatever it is. Between me looking at numbers, I'll take you off. I'll take you off. You don't want to be, I'll take you off.
It's amazing. So Barry Bonds is 61.8%. Clemens is 61.6%. So neither one of them have played any more games. Like if the temperature in the room has basically not changed, so you should still give that guy your vote. So ultimately, none of these guys are getting in, because the person who needs to give them the vote, what would change in order for them to say, okay, now I see it. Oh my God! Oh, I didn't.
You know what?
I didn't carry the one. My bad.
You know what?
It's better than I thought.
You want Schilling wants to be a Hall of Famer? It's one tweet.
I'm sorry.
January 6th was a coup against the United States government. And everyone that stormed the Capitol should be arrested for life. And he will get his 16 votes.
And you're right. You know, numbers are very sort of pro-liberal.
If he does that,
right.
He will get his votes. If he tweets out that Rittenhouse is a racist murderer, he will get his votes from some people.
So what does Bonds have to do? What does Clemens have to do? So that, because that wasn't politics. That was cheating.
Every year we do this. I would say of all these guys, Barry Bonds is the one that should be up there more than anybody else. I saw his ass for like 1 year, and every single night it was a show. Like I felt honored to be playing against him. Like seriously, like playing the middle of the infield, watching this guy hit. Like he didn't swing at balls. If he threw him a strike, he hit out of the park. I saw this guy. He intentionally walked twice, and then Jake Peavy throwing 97 with a slider in the seventh. He hadn't taken BP since probably 5:30. And at 9:30 at night out in San Diego, first pitch, backdoor slider, he hit it off the left field wall. First pitch, first swing. Then we allowed him to swing in like 3 hours, 5 hours.
Well, it's easy to do that when you're taking steroids.
No, it's not.
Allegedly.
It's not. Yeah, it made him better. Did it make? Yeah, Superman. Okay, I get it. But holy smokes. Like, come on, Clemens, Ramirez. And I hate to say it, but A-Rod, I don't like him.
No.
Ortiz.
The only guy I'm a 100% no on is Rodriguez.
But you're going to tell me, like, more people are going to vote for Andy freaking Pettit?
Yeah.
I like Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit? HGH, right?
Sure.
Anybody remember that?
Better than Clemens?
Anybody remember that?
Is Andy
Messina shouldn't even be in.
Is Mike Messina better than Roger Clemens?
Nope.
Okay.
Shouldn't be in.
What are we even talking about?
So he's in because of Clemens took steroids.
Exactly.
Just to show Roger. Yes. I'm going to vote for Mike.
And that is my point.
Mean, it's childish.
It needs to be scraped, scrubbed, and you need to start all over again. Create a new foundation. Remove the guys who you are allowing to vote. Get rid of them because they obviously have an axe to grind. They actually are pissed off and want to make you pay and make you suffer, right? Because they never played. They don't do a damn thing except write crap in their book about what you do. And now they want to determine based on your life and your politics or what you believe in. It could be religion. It doesn't have to be politics. It could be the way you raise your kids. It could be West Coast, East Coast. It could be, I like snow, I like rain, I like the sun. Like, honest to God, it could be something as stupid as that. And then they decide, it's the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life.
The thing is that we lose track of what the Hall of Fame is. Like
no, it's a popularity contest.
First off, the greatest players of all time are in a museum to tell us the history of baseball. You know what I mean? Like, it's... So what is wrong with putting in Barry Bonds, one of the greatest players of all time, and then tell the history?
Well, the kids, Lou.
Around
you're,
this
you're,
guy.
You're rewarding him. And you're putting Roger him Clemens. In a museum. The kids are going to have an
then
issue with that.
Then the kids read the plaque, or they read something underneath it, or
they
whatever.
Children.
And they know the history of it. And sometimes our history is not good. You know, like the whole Thomas Jefferson getting taken out of New York.
I saw that.
Been there for 186 years. It's like history. Sometimes history ain't good, but we learn history. And we can talk about it. We can walk into the Hall of Fame. And we can talk about Roger Clemens, you know, and what happened with him. We can talk about Manny Ramirez and A-Rod. And we can talk about David Ortiz. Like, it's a museum that tells the history of the game. And they don't want people in it.
I just, and that's my point.
Who did naughty, dirty, bad things.
Why? So who is in charge? So you would think that the Major League Baseball Players Association would sit there and have an issue with this. Because every year it's the same damn thing. We're having the same fight. You vote. How could you? Because this was always my issue with Shaughnessy. He voted for the guy 1 year. So obviously declaring, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Schilling said some things and did some things that he didn't like. He said, you know what? You're not a Hall of Famer anymore. Well, what? I'm not a Hall of Famer anymore. I was before, and now I'm not because of something I said, but it has nothing to do with, but I'm a Hall of Famer playing baseball. Yes, but not as a person. Then you shouldn't get a vote.
Well, I think
you shouldn't get a vote.
Tyler, what was it? Is it Billy Wagner?
Yes, the first 3 years that he was on the ballot, Dan Shaughnessy did not vote for him. He voted for him like the 2 or 3 years following that, and I think he's left him off since then. So it's been once a Hall of Famer, not a Hall of Famer, back to being a Hall of Famer.
So I need to think about it. Once I've determined he's a Hall of Famer, he's there for like 2 or 3 years, but now I'm going to stop voting for him. So it's just...
Because it's not getting any traction, like the percentages aren't going up.
I hate it.
I despise it. It's the worst thing in sports.
I hate it. And I hate it gets so much attention. The NFL Hall of Fame doesn't get attention like this. Let me go to a call because a couple people are pissed off about this whole thing. Let's go to Steve in a truck. Steve, what's going on?
Lou, my paisan, how are you?
Good, how you doing, pal?
Thanks to all you guys before I go any further. Listen, my idea, Lou, and I don't know if it will work, I think they should abolish the system and the writers should not get a vote. I think what they should do is take some of the guys that played the game that are retired, that are still young, and let them vote and rotate every 5 years, bring in fresh blood if you think you're getting too old or something. Because if you play the game, you know the game, and you know what it takes to be in the Hall of Fame. These guys don't have a clue what it takes to be in the Hall of Fame. And Shaughnessy, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm coming down the street in my truck and there's a skunk and him walking, the skunk's having skid marks in front of it, not him. I'm sorry.
Steve, come on now. You're not going to go violence on him. I think there's a problem with that. Now, I feel like if, you know, they did that with alumni, I think that I would be somewhat fair in, like, voting. But I think everyone would get in. I think some of the players who sit there and say, oh, yeah, you know what? Oh, I play with, I love that guy. You know, people, he's underestimated. I'm going to, you know, this guy. I think everybody would get in.
I think Abreu would get in.
I think that, like, Prince Fielder would get in. Helton would get in. You know, Torrey Hunter would get in because he's such a good guy. Andrew Jones would get in. You know, Justin Morneau would get in. You know, I just think, like, so many good guys. Pettit would get in. Like, Scott Rolen would get every, like, half of this list would get into the Hall of Fame because players would be like,
no, you're right, though.
Hall of Famer, my book.
Then the clause, that whole moral character clause needs to be removed because I think it's too much of a crutch and a safety net for writers.
And you know what?
Who can't really express why they don't want to vote him in, but they use that.
I actually think some of the writers would like that. Some of them would
take
like
it out.
That. Some of them would like that. They muddy the waters up so much for these guys.
So vague and broad. Everyone, don't get me wrong.
You can just ignore it. Like, it doesn't say you have to use this clause.
But you can just ignore it.
But it's there and it's sort of looming, and people feel like, oh, if I vote for Barry, it opens a door. And it's like, yeah, well, if you take that clause out, then, yeah, you just vote for the best. What's up, Tyler?
So some people, I think, Lou, you mentioned you want to put in Bonds and Clemens to help tell the story of baseball.
Yes.
That's the reason to do it.
Yes.
Well, Chris Mad Dog Russo completely disagrees with you, and he explains why.
And I don't buy this idea, well, you know what, you can't tell the story of baseball without putting Bonds in. I don't need to know the story of baseball. When I go to the Hall of Fame, I don't need to see Barry Bonds with the asterisk on his plaque. I know the story of baseball, and most people who go to the Hall of Fame know the story of baseball. What are you going to do? This is not a teaching component. The idea that somehow, you know what, this is part of the baseball history, so we got to put Bonds and Clemens in. No, it's not. It's a Hall of Fame. It's about being a great player for a period of time, leading a decent life as far as on the field, not looking for any advantages, and Schilling didn't do that, and Bonds did, and I'm not going to reward it. That's me.
And that's fine.
I mean, Mad Dog's like 100. Like, he doesn't need to know the history of the game. But what about some 6-year-old that never saw Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens and, you know, goes to the Hall of Fame?
Shut the hell up.
I'm just saying, like, it's great. Mad Dog, I understand. You know baseball. You follow baseball.
That is baseball.
But, like, you know, some kid who doesn't know these players. You've taken them out of the history of the game. Like, they're not in the Hall of Fame. They're not nothing. You think, like, you know, my kid's going to be telling his kid about Barry freaking Bonds? He's not going to know who the hell he is.
Shut up!
you're right. Like,
but I do like
it is a history.
I do like his stance. To me, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, I like the fact that he's very consistent and there's no gray area with how he thinks. He's not character clause nothing. No, he cheated. He cheated, and he believes like that's an issue. Like, not what he does off the field. Not, like, you know, his sexual preference.
Here's
like,
the problem.
Not his dressing or gravy, whatever the hell they do nowadays.
I'm not accusing Curt Schilling of taking PEDs. But how can you be sure about anybody?
When I go to the Hall of Fame, I don't want to know. I don't need to see Barry Bonds with the asterisk on
his
plaque.
I could say the same thing about the NFL. I mean, there's a lot of guys that were doing stuff that they probably shouldn't have been doing. And the guys who paid the price are the guys that got caught. The guys that didn't get caught, like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. Like, absolutely nothing.
Well, I just, listen, you could say he got caught. I mean, I don't know. I mean, A-Rod got caught. You know, did Roger get caught?
Say again?
Did Roger Clemens get caught? It's his word versus everybody else's, I guess.
He got double jeopardy.
Well,
he got off on a technicality.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's Manny Ramirez failed a test. You know, A-Rod got busted. You know what I mean?
But Sosa never failed.
Never failed.
Sosa's not a Hall of Famer.
But it's just a lot of guys. I don't think he is either. People just assume they know exactly.
So Volin is here.
Idiot. You go to a museum. What the hell do you go there for? Like, when I go to a freaking museum, what am I there for? Look at the pretty freaking pictures? Or to learn the story behind the picture? Or to learn the story behind the plaque? What do you mean it's not a learning component?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
You could actually do like a good half an hour, you and sound.
All right, let's get to Ben Volin.
I know, but Volin says he's got a point on this.
Put that shut on!
So, Volin, does he have a Hall of Fame for the NFL? Yes or no?
Do you?
No?
He says okay. No.
Wow. But isn't Bradford has one for the for Major League Baseball?
Isn't that just like Borges?
Bradford's doing like Rookie of the Year. I don't think he's doing BBWAA.
He said he's got a.
I could be
sorry,
wrong.
He's got a vote.
And right. For football, we believe that Ron Borges is still the New England representative for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Bill should get in.
Which is wild.
It should be Mike Reese.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Bradford.
Hey, Bradford, what's up? This hour, Maloney and Forey brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. Ben Vohn, Boston Globe, joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.